Tales in the wind in the city of Halebrook always carried secrets. It rumored across rooftops and rustled to the cherry blossoms lining the cobble thoroughfares, brushing against the skin like a soft breath of memory. To Era, the wind had always been a comfort, like her mama's touch before she passed, like the last grass she participated with someone long gone. At 25, Era lived a quiet life running a small bookshop she inherited from her grandmother. Tales and Wind had stood on the corner of Main Street, where the breath frequently swept in to flutter the runners of old poetry books. Locals claimed the wind was magical, a fibber of forgotten times. Era liked to believe that, too. She spent her days girdled by essay and runners, offering book recommendations to the occasional sightseer, and talking to the wind when the world felt too quiet. But everything changed the morning a foreigner walked in with the wind at his reverse. He was altitudinous, wearing a dark blue fleece dusted with pollen from the cherry blossoms, and guitar slung across his shoulder. His hair was tousled by the breath, and his smile, subtle doubtful, reached his storm slate eyes. "Looking for commodity?" Era asked, her voice calm but curious. He looked around and also back at her. "Perhaps. Or perhaps the wind brought me then." His name was Kale, a rubberneck, a musician, and a collector of stories. He said he wandered from city to city, chasing the wind and the songs it carried. He had a way of speaking that felt like a lyric, measured, thoughtful, with sadness underneath. Era watched him for many twinkles as he thumbed through the poetry shelf. Also, he picked up an old book of Rumi's verses, smiled, and said, "Do you believe that love can ride on the wind?" Era's breath caught. "Occasionally, I suppose that's all it ever does." From that moment, Kale began visiting the bookshop every day. He'd sit by the window, play soft warbles on a guitar, and talk to Era about music, stars, and the places he'd seen. His presence began to fill the quiet corners of her life. Sluggishly, like petals opening to spring air, she set up herself drawn to him, but Kale no way spoke of staying. Echoes through the storm spring melted into summer, and Kale was still in Halebrook. They started taking long walks under the moonlight, talking about life and dreams. Era set up herself opening up about her mama's death, her father's exposure when she was a child, and the loneliness that crept by such like fog some nights. Kale heeded with his full heart, but his eyes frequently wandered the sky, as if watching for commodity. One night, while the wind howled and lightning cracked the sky, Kale stood in front of the bookshop and played a haunting song on a guitar. It was about a love lost of time, about chasing ghosts, about the wind that no way stayed. Era heated from outside, gashes running down her cheeks. She knew also he was a gypsy, not just of lands, but of pain, and she stressed he'd leave. "Why do you run?" she asked him days latterly, her voice pulsing as the wind pulled at her scarf. Kale looked at her with eyes full of storms. "Because I'm looking for someone who was taken from me." The wind told me her voice could still be heard nearly. "I keep following it, hoping it'll lead me back to her." Era said, "Her." Kale jounced sluggishly. "Her name was Lyra. My first love. We were children when she dissolved in a storm. I swore I heard her voice call in the wind. Indeed now. Occasionally I still do." The concession cut through Era like ice. She had fallen in love with a man whose heart still belonged to a ghost. But indeed so, she could then stay down. He was the wind, and she was formally standing with her arms wide open. One late autumn, as golden light bathed the bookstore, Kale handed her a folded note. "I might have to leave soon," he rumored. Era swallowed the lump in her throat.
"Why?"
"I heard commodity," he said. "A voice in the wind from the northern escarpments. I need to know if it's real." She jounced, trying to be strong. "Will you come back?" "I don't know," he admitted. "But if I don't find what I'm looking for, I promise I'll follow the wind again, back to you." And just like that, he was gone. The days without Kale were concave. Era kept the bookshop handling, filling the silence with poetry and music. Every gust of wind that brushed the window made her turn her head. Every soft tune played on the radio reminded her of him. But weeks turned into months. There were no letters, no signs. The wind was quiet. One evening, as afterlife leaves dance like fire, she climbed the northern escarpments he'd spoken of. The wind over there was wild, nearly alive. She closed her eyes and rumored his name. Kale, the wind sizzled back. Suddenly, a hair floated through the air, a familiar bone. Her heart contended. She followed the sound down a narrow path, over jagged jewels, until she saw him. Kale stood near the edge, playing his guitar, eyes closed, as if caught in memory. He turned when he felt her presence. Shock, also joy, also gashes lit his face. You set up me, he breathed. You no way left me, she said, stepping into his arms. He told her the verity. Also, he no way set up Lyra. But what he did find was peace. The escarpments hadn't rumored her name presently. Rather, they sang of new onsets. I chased ghosts for so long, Kale said vocally. But the wind changed. It brought me to you. And now, I realized perhaps it was no way about chancing the history. Perhaps it was about chancing the heart that would make me stop searching. Era smiled, gashes streaming down her cheeks as the wind wrapped around them both, full of warmth. They returned to Halebrook together, where love bloomed between books and song, wind and memory. The locals say the breath around tales and wind carries commodity different now. Not anguish, not craving, but the horse laugh of two people who eventually stopped chasing and simply let love carry them home.